This weekend, the city is hosting several hundred snowmobilers for the Timmins Mechanical Solutions Snowcross Races. The event promises to be an opportunity for a fun family outing and a boost to the city's tourism economy. Timmins is a great market for us. There are tons of snowmobilers up there, and it's fun for us to bring a bunch of new people from out of town because it lets them see the town and learn about the trail systems that are up there, says Kenna Van of the Canadian Snowcross Racing Association, CSRA. The Timmins Mechanical Solutions Snowcross Races are scheduled for March 9 and 10 at the City Snow Facility on Spruce Street South. The event is sponsored by Geeho Saw Sales and Arctic Cat, NPLH Drilling, and many more. This year's event is set to bring about 150 racing teams to the city, which will amount to 701,000 people between racers, crew members, and their families. The races are expected to bring in a few thousand spectators over the weekend. CSRA runs between 8 to 10 races every year all over Ontario. They have been organizing races in Timmins for at least 20 years, with a few cancellations here and there, often due to weather. Last year's event in Timmins was cancelled, and this year's has already been rescheduled from its original date in January. We're struggling with snow this year, as you can imagine. All over Ontario there just isn't very much. This event is pretty much guaranteed for us, so we're happy to come up to Timmins, and we have some great sponsors that bring us back every year, so we appreciate the support from the city, Avan says. Hopefully we're going to get a bit of natural snow there between now and then so we can have the trail riding going for our staff afterwards, he says. This is the first year in which the CSRA has a dedicated snowmaking team to make up for where Mother Nature has fallen short, but adapting to less than ideal weather conditions is nothing new for the series. I've been involved in snowmobile racing since the 70s, and I've seen this kind of thing even back then. There were times when in midwinter there was no snow, even in Timmins, Avan says. If you're going to be a promoter of an outdoor event, you need to be prepared to make adjustments, he says. Every year we'll lose an event or we have to reschedule an event. That's happened every year that I've been doing races. Despite the lack of snow, Avan says the change in date worked out for the best, since the milder temperatures near the end of the winter season are usually more welcoming to spectators. It's a family event. We have kids starting to race at 4 years of age, we've got men and women of all different age groups involved. There will be food and beverages and displays and everything. It's like a little festival going on for the weekend and an opportunity for people to come out and have a good time, enjoy the weather, Avan says. Hopefully it'll be a nice weekend. Usually this time of year in Timmins, we've lucked out and had good weather, he says. For more information, updates, or to purchase tickets, visit CSRA's website. This story was originally published on Timmins Today on February 23.